Hi, my name's Matt Lakowski, and you know, college, it's always kind of a short in today's society, with student loans and scholarships, but when I talked to my grandma, Rosemary DeFrancisco, I found out there was a whole other reason that was stopping her from going to college, as you're about to find out, in my Crossing Boundaries podcast. I'm here to interview my grandmother about her life as a poor young girl and going to college. So, how did you feel about your future and your education?
Well, when I was growing up, we came from a poor family, and the expectation was, you know, you just hopefully graduated from high school. That was the ultimate aim, but as far as college, we really never entertained that thought because we couldn't afford it.
And was that because of your economic situation or your gender situation?
Oh, economic. Yeah. Economic. Although most women at that time didn't go to college, they didn't think about college. It was the natural order of things was to get married and have a family.
Okay. Did you ever expect to go to college at all?
I never expected to, but I had the opportunity because when I graduated, when I was on graduation, I found out that I had won a four-year scholarship.
Wow.
To go to art school. And even then, I had difficulty convincing my mother to allow me to take the scholarship because she just thought women got married and had a family. They didn't waste their time going to school. So I went to college, but only took advantage of 1 year.
Oh. Only 1 year?
Only 1 year, even though I had a four-year scholarship.
How did you feel when you got the acceptance letter?
Oh, I was pretty excited about it, because nobody in my family had ever gone to college except an uncle.
Okay. Could you tell me about that? Like, did your sister go to college?
No, nobody went to college. I was the oldest. My sisters didn't go to college, and my brother didn't go to college, but he got some additional training when he was in the service, so he became educated in electronics, which then he pursued a job in electronics when he left the Navy.
What were your expectations of your future when you were growing up?
I didn't entertain anything other than the norm, which was that I probably would fall in love, get married, and have a family. So that when I was able to, when I won the scholarship, I was pretty excited about that, to be able to learn to be a professional artist.
Yeah. Why did you not complete college?
Well, I didn't complete college because during my first year, I had a job, and then I was trying to do my artwork at night when everybody was asleep so I could have a big table to spread out my papers and paints and whatever. And then my mother kept complaining that since I had met my future husband, I was only going to get married. Why did I need to complete school? And in all honesty, I just didn't have the courage to keep on, as I knew that she was right, and that maybe I needed to get a full-time job and earn some money and help pay for my wedding, because that's eventually what was going to happen. So I kind of bought into that idea that maybe it wasn't the right path for me to take.
Was she right?
I don't think so, in retrospect, because I realized that any education can never be wasted.
Yeah.
I wish I had finished my college education. Not only the fact that it would have bought me a better paying job, but I would have been able to be doing something that I really loved to earn money. And the whole experience would have broadened me as a person. But at that time, you didn't really go against your parents.
Yeah.
So I see now as I get older, I kind of resented it, but I see as I get older, I know where she was coming from, because it was just what she believed from her life. Mm. And society then, I knew that eventually I would be getting married and I would be raising a family, because they were the priorities for women at that point. And I didn't have the courage to really stay on in college, even though there were women at that time who were going to college and furthering their education. But by and large, most of the women at that time followed that way of life.
So how did you feel when you left college? Were you resentful of your mother?
You know, sometimes I was. Sometimes I was, that I didn't have the courage or the fortitude to stand up to her. But at the same token, I never regretted getting married, and I never regretted having my children.
Mm-hmm.
I liked being married, and I loved being a mother. I loved all that normal, so to speak.
Yeah.
But then over the years, I could see how society changed. Women then, especially like my girls, grew up in a society where women demanded that they be more equal, that they have the same opportunities as men. So my girls all furthered their education, and my son did too at some point in their life. But yet at the same token, they also got married and raised families.
Yeah.
So it was just a change. Society changed, and now women have that opportunity to do anything they want to do. As for that matter, so do men. And so there's more equality there. In some ways, because I am a product of my generation,
yeah.
I disagree with some things. I really believe that women, first of all, I believe that women should be able to do whatever they want, you know, get as much education as they want. But at the same token, I believe that if you're going to have a family, I think it's best that mothers be at home with their children, especially when they're young.
Yeah.
And then when the children get off to school, then maybe they pursue, you know, their careers or their jobs. But then that's how I feel. But education is important, and everybody should get an education, not only to use for your employment, but just to be able to further you as a person, to round you out as a person. Education is never, never wrong. Never, never wrong.
Do you see things differently now?
Oh, yeah, I do see things differently now. Of course, in the course of things, as you get older and your experiences in life, absolutely influence how you think now or down the road. You can't ignore that. Your life experiences change you. Society changes you. The world changes you. Just things in general, how things happen, your experiences certainly give you another outlook than it did. Maturity comes with maturity. mm-hmm. and experience. You can never be stagnant. Yeah, definitely. I think things differently.
Mm-hmm.
It's just the progression of life.
Yeah.
My grandparents came from Hungary and started a new life here in the United States. And their background were obviously farmers. They were peasants. They didn't have a worldly knowledge, an academic knowledge, but they certainly have life experiences from tending the earth and being farmers and raising families. So that when they came here, they weren't as educated. My one grandfather was. He learned mechanics, and he eventually owned his own business, where he repaired carts, the wheels on carts, and then eventually graduated or evolved to where he was fixing automobiles and became a mechanic and had his own shop. And then my parents grew up where, again, especially women, you were expected to go out and help with the finances because they were poor, and they usually came from big families, so they had to help contribute to the families. So my mother only finished eighth grade, and then she went to work in a factory. My father was the same way. He only had a grade school education and then had to go out because he was the oldest. They had to help supplement the income of a large family. And then when they had children, of course, they wanted things better for them. They knew that being in the United States afforded them a better life. They had opportunities here.
The American dream.
The American dream, absolutely. But you had to educate yourself, you had to work hard, and you could attain something.
Yeah.
And that's how I was brought up, so that the end goal when I was expected of me was just high school, because they felt that even though their lives were getting better financially, they still could not afford to send their children off to college.
Yeah.
And thus they had that attitude. And then my generation came along and realized that education was important, not only for financial gain and for a career, where you could better your existence, but it also helped make you a more rounded person. You were more educated,
yeah,
not only just by life experiences, but academically. So, and now I see with my grandchildren, the aim was not just to go to college now and get a Bachelor of Arts. Now you've got to go beyond that. You've got to have a master's, and in many ways you've got to earn a doctorate. So that's how it seems to go. So it's an evolution of education, so to speak, I guess.
Yeah.
Did that answer your questions?
Yes, it did.
In a nutshell?
Yeah. It was great talking to you, Grandma.
Oh, sweetheart. Same here. Good luck, Maddie. Okay? Down?
There we go.
Good?
Yeah, all good. Well, this wraps up another fine Crossing Boundaries podcast with me, your host, Matt Lukowski. And here are the credits. Produced by me, Matt, in conjunction with SLA English 2, with special thanks to my mother, Dana, and my beautiful grandmom, Rosemary. See you next week. Come on, baby.